Are
no,
we
I mean,
really?
Like, we're in the same place.
Oh, my God. Does this mean that the quality of our podcast is going to get better?
No.
Let me tell you, maybe the sound quality.
Not even that.
No. Not even that. Welcome.
Hi, Eric. Eric, we're back.
I was recently asked by somebody that I know who started listening to this, like, why do you keep calling me Eric? Let me tell you something, Eric. This is the only way.
That's what you get. You only have one name.
It's what you deserve. It's what all of us deserve, if we're honest.
Oh, we would wish to be Eric.
Yeah, and you should too.
Yeah.
This is Stool.
This is Crunch.
And this is Who Cares What I Think? Holy shit. Now, for everybody, if you've been listening, if you've been listening to this for a while.
That's never happened.
That has never happened.
We needed the social
we need
cues.
It, exactly. We need it. Okay. We're in the same place right now.
We can't do this shit on Zoom.
Right, because we're vaccinated. And if you're not vaccinated, get vaccinated. And if you don't want to do that, go fuck yourself. And don't come near us.
Just go to Disneyland with all the rest of
them. Just go to Disneyland, get infected, vomit all the way down Splash Mountain.
That's how the zombie apocalypse is going to start. The measles and the COVID is going to mix together and become this.
In
like,
Disneyland, it's going to start.
Oh, 1,000%.
Oh.
That's,
you know what?
You know.
In a zombie, have I ever seen that? Like in a movie where there's a zombie apocalypse and people barricade themselves in a Disneyland? Yeah.
No, but they, I think in Zombieland, they like run away to like, what's it called? They go to
a carnival or something.
Yeah, some like theme park. Cause it's like, oh, I've never been to one. So let's make the most noise in the universe and be really surprised when the zombies come.
But it's never a theme park, which maybe I shouldn't be surprised by.
That
but part of me
park.
Is. No, because, okay. There is a theme park, but they never like do what they did in Dawn of the Dead and try to barricade themselves in a theme park.
No.
Right? I mean, theme park has a lot of openings so zombies can break in, but at the same time, they take just entire towns that were open and build walls around them and like Walking Dead and shit. Like, you have half of it at least built in this one. And theme parks have a lot of resources.
They really do.
And they have some
fun
shit. You
have food that will never ever go bad.
Ever. Well, yeah, I guess so. So it's so bad for, and you'll die anyway. So at least you're dying like eating all the junk food
sugar
from the canteen.
Junk.
Yeah, at least it'll keep
that.
You going for a while.
I don't know if they have many weapons. They probably have some tasers.
They have to because they have security.
Yeah.
Right. So they have to have something.
Have a gun.
Come on. Do you think Disneyland, in nowhere in Disneyland?
Oh, they have no. I'm saying Disney has an arsenal. I was thinking of like Six Flags.
Yeah,
Six Flags don't not.
But
have
Six Flags
weapons.
Wouldn't serve you very well because it's all roller coasters.
Disney,
like, what are you gonna do?
You have to go into the underground layers and like they have their own secret army and stuff like that.
They have like all the little figurines, like all the costumes for everybody that gets trapped inside that has like weird fetishes. So you can do that. But also,
no, that's stolen children that are just standing on top of each other.
I wonder if that's actually gonna be useful to like keep some zombies away if you wear like the big Mickey Mouse outfit. And they try to like jump you and bite at that thing. Like, these,
I know someone who
this
used
shit
to
is
work.
Thick.
It's thick, but like a small child can still kick pretty hard and like hurt you. You know what I mean? I have had friends who worked in that shit and it's not that fun. Like it's a hard.
Oh,
like,
I don't think it's fun. It sounds terrible.
No, what I'm saying, I don't think it, like someone who's actually trying to like superhuman like meth powers, you know, trying to like attack you and bite at you, I think they'll get through. And it'll be really hard for you to run, you know? Like you'll be discombobulated.
But it'll be funny.
Yeah. Zombies attacking like me. Oh,
yeah. You're like, hold on, please help me. Yeah. Not in the head.
You can't take it off in the park.
Yeah. Oh my God. For all the staff that got stuck there, they're still on contract.
You have to be.
Oh, so there you go. It's a zombie apocalypse that happens while the staff
Ariel
is.
Deal in a zombie apocalypse?
Well.
Or can they not acknowledge it because it's not part of the Disney world?
See, mermaids and mermen in real life would probably be fine because they're underwater and our zombies don't really go underwater.
Well, it depends what kind of zombies.
Have you ever seen, like, even World War Z zombies, like, they fly like, I don't know, like fucking carps, but they don't, I don't know why. Like, I was imagining something in my head. I'm like, why did I say that? Doesn't matter. No, but we have, like, no standards.
Okay,
here.
Okay. It's Disney, right? So yes. Disney World's like rules. So think of Pirates of the Caribbean, where okay. they start walking underwater.
But those are not zombies. They're intelligent.
They are, like, intelligent, but they can walk underwater and they're like all ghostly and they have the...
Yeah, but once again, they still act as a troop. Like, they're intelligent, they're magical. Like, zombies don't need to breathe. This is the problem. Zombies
don't need to breathe. Why do they hit water?
Their physiology makes no sense. It's not... That's a problem. That is a real issue.
I think it was like... If we're talking about the realistic kind of zombies, like in, the 7 days after?
Oh, yeah, when they just have people go nuts.
Yeah, when they're just ballistic, like rage, I think they would just be swimming fast, like fucking fast, like with all their might.
But even in that movie, in 28 Days Later, they died because of starvation.
Yeah, they just died.
Right? So they won't make it all the way to Atlantis.
No.
Right.
You think all the zombies are going to Atlantis?
No, that's what I mean. I'm saying, like, Ariel is probably safe. If a world is attacked by zombies.
She's a human now. She gave up all her shit for a dude.
So what happened? Watched the sequels. She must have.
There's
sequels for every single Disney
thing. We don't
count
those.
Come on. Come on. No.
We only count the third Aladdin because that one was actually pretty good.
They're all canon. You cannot take them back. They were made and they were never retconned. So there you go.
There you go.
Why are we talking about Disneyland and zombies?
Yeah. Anyway, okay.
Why? This was never
Let's
the
talk
plan.
About what we actually need to talk about today, because that's important.
First of all, need. That's a strong word. That's a really strong word. We don't need to talk about anything. Eric, we're not doing this for you.
That was it.
I hope you enjoyed a little bit about Disneyland. So yes, Crunch. What are we doing today? That was a long one. That took a while.
We're gonna talk about shit we've been watching.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I mean, pandemic times led to watching a lot of shit.
A lot. Yeah. I mean, things are opening up, but that's no reason to still see people.
That's true.
It's not an excuse.
Why are you here?
I don't know. Go home. Okay, bye.
Get the fuck out. Okay. So let's kick things off. And start off by letting me know, is it a good thing or a bad thing or neutral? And in the end, do you recommend our Eric to watch the thing?
Let me start with something that looks really good. I haven't actually started watching it. I started watching like the first few minutes and I was like, okay, I gotta stop. Like, I gotta get my partner in. That's like, we have to watch this. So I started watching
a sex
Ragnar.
Thing? Because, oh.
No, okay. Not yet.
Okay. I gotta
we'll
get
see.
My partner in
we'll
here.
See.
Like, oh, okay.
I don't know. Neat. I think he'll want to watch it with me. So start watching Ragnarok. Mm. And it's for people who don't like subtitles, is not for you unless you know, I think Swedish? It's in Sweden or one of those.
Norwegian, probably, no?
Or maybe Norway. One of those, well, I mean.
A place that has black metal, okay?
Exactly.
Okay.
So, yeah.
People, okay, but what Borsum
do you have? Rock.
What? Well, what is it about?
I'm not sure yet. It just looks really good. So it's these people move back to a town, or they move into a town because they have to leave somewhere. A guy and his family, mom and brother, there's no dad there. And they're driving back. I guess they were somewhere else. They're moving to this little town. And he helps this guy cross the road, and this old woman comes up to him and she's like, you're a good boy. And she basically touches like his head and he gets these weird powers. And then as he's sitting in the car, he's like, it's gonna rain. And his brother's like, what are you, stupid? There's no clouds in the sky. And all of a sudden it starts pouring rain. And they're like, okay. And there's, you know, they're Scandinavian, so they just say nothing and drive away.
Yeah, because the odds are it's gonna rain like every 5 seconds. Like,
that too,
funny,
but also it's like, you know, the social cues is like, oh, okay, well,
wait,
let's just move
the
on.
Woman gave him powers just for being a good boy?
He helped this like old dude cross the street. I guess it's very uncommon. It's Scandinavian. Maybe everyone's like, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to go there.
Wow.
No one's touching anyone.
I mean, I find it hard to believe that someone in Norway or Sweden would not be polite enough to help an old man cross the street, which means you might have like, how many people a day do you think statistically help an old man cross the street or do a good deed?
Which
a
area
lot.
Of the world?
That is a good one. Well, in Scandinavian countries?
Scandinavia, I mean,
on.
I'm sure they do, then again, everything is so like far apart. Maybe they just don't see anyone enough.
It's a one woman who just gives people powers.
I guess. I don't know. I have so many questions, but I'm like, this looks fucking good.
Well, watch it first and then tell us about it.
Well, jeez. I already decided that it's good and I'm going to watch the rest of it.
All right, fine.
That's where I'm going. Eric, watch it. Let me know if I should continue watching after the first
This is a
minutes.
Very loose recommendation.
No, I'm highly recommending this.
Wow. She already knows it's good. She already
knows. I've decided.
Okay.
Who cares what I think. That is a good point.
You give it like 10 stars.
I'm gonna give it
five.
Weird stuff happening in your eye and three cubic whatever of rain.
Oh, weird stuff happening in your eye. That is all this specific. Okay.
That's the rating I'm giving it.
I have a pretty controversial opinion about a show that everybody's talking about right now.
Wait, have you actually watched
it? I have.
Oh, okay.
I have watched every single episode.
Okay.
Every single episode.
All right.
Part of it was pure fascination. Part of it is just because you really, like, you want to see where it goes. Now, okay. Start with this caveat. There was a lot of work put into this show. Whoever...
I mean, that never stopped us before.
That is true.
Who cares?
We will rip into the shit.
You
no
spend
mercy.
Billions of dollars on this thing. It's stupid. Never watch it.
this is really beautiful. Like, did you do this? This is really beautiful. Okay, let me just take my pants off and like
shit
have
just shit all over it.
Yeah. So you see the corn sticking out. Anyway, so Shadow and Bone on Netflix.
Oh.
It's been the talk of the town. I have been hearing people get really excited about it. I get why people want to like it. I don't get why they do.
I actually heard about the books. Mm. What is it, like a teen?
Yeah, it's like a YA. It's like young adult.
Young adult, thank you.
Yeah, which is fine.
It's like, what's her name? Peeta and
Katniss. Yeah, Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. It's like that style, right?
Peeta.
yeah,
it is. It is. The good thing about it is that they flushed so much fucking money into this.
I mean, you had to. Teens are on the line.
They're gonna save the world.
They're gonna change.
Yes.
Stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So they have a world that's interesting, like really good art direction. They flushed a lot of money into it, and they made this like world that looks almost like turn of the century Russia. Which you don't really see that often. Yeah, so it's very like Russian influenced.
Huh.
And it's very steampunky. All good things. Eh. And it's fine.
I'm not that much
it's
of a beautiful. Fan of steampunk. I get it.
It's a cool setting. And people rely on it a little too heavily when they make stories. So the story is shit, but it has a lot of cool gadgets in it. And I'm like,
Cosplay and porn. That's
yes,
all good for.
Cosplay and porn. And a combination of the two.
Cosplay porn.
There you go. Yeah, it's definitely good for that. So they have this setup. A world that's pretty interesting, and they have some magic in there because of course, and they have basically all the powers from Avatar. Just people have these like
they can connect to animals like through their
tails. Avatar, not James Cameron Avatar, the good Avatar.
Oh,
the last Airbender one. Okay. Yeah. So some people have these like I'm just gonna call it by the Avatar name. So it's like they could be firebenders, they can be like airbenders, they can do all kinds of like magical shit.
And
they
it's
have
called
powers.
Shadow. Is there a shadow power or a bone power?
Yeah, there is a shadow power. There's oh,
no
never
bone.
Mind. I'll not go just into that nerds. Level of detail. What I will say is, my problem with it is that every single character in that show is a fucking idiot, and I cannot care less about them. And like my wife was telling me, she read this line about the main character where she has only one expression. And after you know that, you cannot unsee it. If you've seen that show and not noticed that, now you will. She barely has any expression. She has the same reaction to almost everything. Either like,
which you know is the fad for any kind of like preteen novel made into a movie. You need a really, really terrible actress that all the lesbians will love to have no facial expressions.
But
Kristen,
that's the thing. Like,
whatever her name is, you know her name.
Oh, the Bella.
Yes, Twilight girl.
Bella bullshit. Okay. yes, I was gonna call her Twyla. I'm like, why? No.
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 Now I know who you're thinking.
Right.
Of.
No. See, it all blends together now. No.
I actually watched a few minutes of it, and it was so boring that I turned it off.
Which one, Shadow and Bone?
Yeah.
It's.
I was like, I don't know what's happening. I have not read the books because I'm not, you know, a child. Actually never. I was gonna say, I'm not 13, but I read all that shit anyway.
So yeah, you were just not interested in reading it.
I wasn't interested in reading it yet. And I was like, fine, I'll watch it. They made it, you know, they put all this money into it.
Yeah.
It was so boring. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't care. No one was hot enough for me to like look at the screen long enough to like want to watch what's happening.
Well, they definitely don't have chemistry with each other. I'll say that.
Everyone is very blah and bland.
Yeah.
And like, no chemistry, but also is like, when I was a child,
the characters are so boilerplate, like they're bland. That is exactly the issue.
Enemy.
Yeah, and sometimes they can't do the 1+1 that's really obvious. Like they just don't take the leap.
I didn't get that.
It just everybody is kind of an idiot, and it makes it really hard to sympathize with them because you're like, come on, I'm okay with like. One of the best shows that I've been watching was Mayor of Easttown, and everybody in that show is dysfunctional. Like they are the most
Shameless.
No, this is like rural America dysfunctional. Like very. Listen. You watch Mayor of Easttown, it's amazing. Everybody has like kids in their teens. Everybody's really like it's a
that's not
a place.
No,
that
area, like that's.
I know that's the thing. No, but they all have that without actually having the job. They're all drunks. They're all like it's a lot of.
I don't see how that's. It's a lot of
well. It's not out of the norm. Oh, it is dysfunctional though.
All right.
Yeah. Here's a recommendation for people. If you don't have money to raise kids, don't have kids, please.
Just don't have kids even. Just enjoy yourself.
Okay if you don't if you can't afford it, then don't have kids. And if your logic is, but I want it, go fuck yourself. There are enough kids in the world. And if you can't take if you can't take care of someone, go adopt a kid. Anyway, putting that aside. So, but
not
it's,
that we have any
it's a show with a lot of course, it's a show with a lot of dysfunction, But but that's how it's set up. So you're okay with it. You're like, oh my god, these people are suffering, and you sympathize with them. But
it's like
chaotic.
Like actually, characters you can connect with. They're
exactly.
Like layers. They
yeah.
Shit, because they're doing shit.
And also, that's how they present it. Like these are characters living in a rough situation, and they have to deal with even bigger issues that are coming their way. But the characters in Shadow and Bone are not presented like that. They're supposed to be these like aspirational characters. Oh, they have, you know, like she has these special powers and she has responsibility. Like they're a little too perfect, except they're fucking dumbasses. But we're not supposed to notice.
Aww.
Yeah.
Wait, do they find out they're dumbasses?
No.
Oh.
No. We're supposed to assume it's all circumstantial, but I'm like, no, if you have just a shred of wit, like you'll be able to tell that somebody's bullshitting you. Come on. Now that's one thing. So all the characters are bland, so that part gets a little bit boring.
It was very dark too.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
No, not dark as in like a theme or any kind of interesting topic or like plot line or anything like that. It was actually visually dark. Like
oh.
I wasn't really seeing, like you're putting so much money into this shit. Like I want to see what you're trying to show me.
No,
there was nothing there.
Yeah, I mean, no. They do interesting things, but yeah, it is visually very, you're not missing much. But here's the thing, even the world building that everybody's praising has a lot of weird holes in it where I'm like, somebody had a really good vision for how this world is supposed to look, but not exactly how it's supposed to work. So, hey, check this out.
Okay.
Spoilers.
Oh, look at you.
Oh my God.
We've learned so much.
I know, we have learned so much over the course of like, it took us like 50 something episodes to warn people about spoilers ahead of time, but yeah.
We've had 50 something episodes?
Yeah, I think this is 56.
Shit.
I know, fuck.
How are you still listening, Eric?
I don't know. Because he has nothing better to do.
So spoilers.
For Shadow and Bone, but because it's a garbage show.
I don't want to watch it.
Okay. Anyway, so they have this whole idea of, oh, many years ago, this fucking dude with shadow powers created this magic rift in the middle of this world, and it's this big shadowy area.
You mean like Ganon?
Kinda. But it would have been funnier if he was a pig.
He's not even a pig.
God
damn it.
No, he's the villain from Punisher season 1, but he was awesome in that. Anyway, so he erects this big wall of Rex. Yeah. This wall of shadow, okay? And within this wall, there are these like crazy monsters. It's like the mist, right? So your two nations or your nation is like split in the middle, like, and there's just a big wall that goes for miles, and it's shadowy and it's dangerous inside. Anybody who goes in will just be killed. Okay, terrible. How do you eliminate this thing? Well, one day we will have this prophesized superheroine.
Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus figurine. In this case, it's that main girl, and she would be able to have like light powers. Fuck it.
What about the bone powers?
Let me tell you about the bone powers. Hey,
oh, that's where the porn comes in.
So low. Yeah, these are the standards you guys are listening to.
It'll be shadow and boner. That's
shadow and shadowy boner.
Shadowy boner. That's the name of the
Oh my god. Excellent.
Done.
Yes, done. Let's produce
this. Internet.
Yes, and make this happen. Pornhub. Make this happen. Yes. Eric, please. So they have this big thing. Okay, and one of their problems is crossing it is really dangerous, and it's tearing these nations apart, and it's surrounded by enemies, politics. Yeah, it's tearing me apart, Lisa. So they have all of these problems, but the problem is you need to cross this thing, and it's really, really difficult. Okay, really dangerous.
I mean,
now, obviously. This nation, this Russian nation, they have guns, they have these like steampunk technologies, and they have magical powers. Here's their solution. I'm gonna give you the military's solution, and then
nuke them.
No, of how do you cross? How do you cross? Just nuke them.
The military.
Jesus. No, so the way they build these like ships, because it's sand, right? There's no water there. So they build these like ships, and they have a bunch of these airbenders on the ships, and they blow wind at the sails, and they just sail through. And apparently the creatures inside are attracted, like they don't get attracted to like blue-ish light, but if you just like raise a torch with fire or any like natural light,
yeah,
like they will, they'll go after you. Now, knowing all of that, and they have guns and they have all of this, a few questions. Why are the boats open? You're fucking on an open deck, right? The whole crew is on an open deck when you're surrounded by these like dangerous monsters. That's number one.
You just take a tank and paint it blue and you drive through.
You build a fucking roof and you have the sails outside and you have people like shielded. Like, come on.
You're
right? Because they're like the minute somebody fucks up, which happens so quickly, like these trained soldiers are like, oh shit, our lights went out. Quick, like take a little lantern and put in a torch. No, what are you doing, trained soldier? Like, fucking stupid. But then they kind of get like picked up by the monsters and it's a disaster and like just... Why is it all open like a pirate ship? Okay, fine. Let's say that this was your best solution after years and years of doing this. This solution. But here's the thing.
Boat number 565 didn't
boat
make
number
it.
Exactly. Like, whoopsie. Who would have thought? Who would have thunk it? But here's the thing. What they go, a bunch of criminals manage to get to the other side by going with this guy who does some human trafficking called the conductor. Great guy. And his method of getting through is that at a certain point they were building a rail line across before the big like shadowy piece of shit thing happened. Like they were building a rail line and there's a train, like a train made of metal and it's armored. Yeah, like it's the whole thing, right? It's a closed train that can just drive through. Sure, the rail lines are not done. They're not this.
What did I just say?
Listen. And he brings in four people. They manage to get through. Oh, in the middle, they kind of like get attracted by monsters, but they manage, four people with just their like few guns manage to make it because they have a roof above their heads and they're driving it through, right?
Yeah. You're not stopping to look at the view.
And you're telling me that the military can't have armored cars or armored, like, what the fuck? You have all of this magic and all of this technology. Just have fucking tanks. Like, have these scrappy ass tanks. And get through this thing. How hard is that? Sure, it's gonna be dangerous, but this piece of shit old train that is not built to sustain itself like under attack manages to pull through with a bunch of untrained criminals, but the military keeps sending in these like open boats with airbenders, you know, standing on top of, like, this is fucking stupid.
Well,
who can tell me that this is good world building? That is some bullshit. Like, this is somebody who thought, I have this great vision of this world, but I haven't really thought about how it works. Not really. So, yeah.
They were playing Zelda one day, and they're like,
But Zelda thinks about it.
Well, of course they fucking do.
you know what they think about the world, because it's a game and it has to have rules.
Well, they had to change it enough so they wouldn't get, you know, sued. And then they're like, well, pirate ship.
I don't know. Listen, there are so many things about it that are not well thought out. And then sprinkled on top, you have a bunch of very bland characters.
Very bland. I think I was literally, what is it, a few minutes in to the part where she's talking about, like, I learned from a young age who my enemies were, or something like that, and then I shut it off.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That was a few minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the right time to
play. I don't know.
Yeah.
I heard the books are good, which I don't know.
You know, maybe it's just the adaptation, but yeah, I was not impressed.
All right.
And it seems like everybody's
on this,
like,
rate it?
How am I gonna rate it? 3 shadowy boners and a single celibate priest. I don't know. Okay. Just fucking. Okay.
All right. So don't watch it.
I'm not. Yeah. Don't watch it.
Well. Speaking of dysfunctional, actually, well, all right. So I'm watching some of my reality TV.
Of course.
Oh, it's so good. Okay. It's called Are You the One?
Oh no.
Okay.
It's good. I don't have to guess whether this is real
or not.
I just get to.
Of
course it is.
So, oh, spoiler alert.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll put that in there just in case. So the plot line. No, there's no plot. The whole point of this game is that there's a bunch of people, all influencers, super horny, and they're telling them, okay, you have to find. We gave you all these like scientific tests to find your perfect match, and you have to find out who your match is. Now, there's 2 ways to actually know. One is they have this, like, they all meet at some point, and whoever they pick to sit with, they, like, lock in, and it looks scientific. It's, like, very, what was his name, Maury? The results are in.
Oh, wow.
So if they're all sitting, like, whoever is with their perfect match, they have, like, lights that they flash on, so they need all 10 to be on for them to know all of them are a perfect match.
Okay.
The other way to find out if they're a perfect match is there's a truth booth where everyone votes someone in to send to the truth booth to see if they're an actual perfect match or not.
Who determines that they're a perfect match? What's the metric?
The scientists.
Are you, what?
This is before. This is like, there's some people who are like, you are a perfect match. We're not gonna tell you who is your perfect match, but you have to find out and you have to make all 10 matches. If everyone wins, they get $1 million.
So they know in advance that they have been matched
based on
certain metrics.
They're all heteronormative, 10 people, there's 20 people, there's 10 couples.
Okay.
Now the second they find a perfect match, they're taken off the island to these private suites to get to know each other.
Okay, wait.
It's,
so what are, when you sit down and you say, these 2 people are a match, how do you know?
No fucking clue.
Really?
Okay, so get this. I don't know what it's based on. They don't talk about it at all the entire time.
Wow.
It's very important, and everyone's like, well, I have to find my perfect match. Some people are there to fuck people.
Oh, well.
So obviously. Yeah. Everyone falls in love. So basically you have 20 influencers, very, very drunk, 99% of the time.
Do they know each other or aware of each other?
They meet each other. Because they're influencers. I mean, maybe they've heard of each other, but not. And everyone is really, really unstable. Like, there's one girl there who actually really seems like she's very, like, not well.
That's what makes it interesting.
It makes it so interesting. Yeah. Everyone is crazy in different ways. There's this one couple that they, like, hook up from the beginning, and then they're like, okay, well, we don't care if we're perfect match or not because we're in love. Like, that's it. From the beginning, they
find out. How old are these people?
I don't know, like 20s, early 20s.
Okay.
So they send them to the truth booth. They're not a perfect match. And then they're like, fuck you guys, we don't care. Like, we don't want to find out. So everyone's like, fuck you, it's our $1 million. And like, we want our money. Start meeting other people. It's like,
everybody wins $1 million each
Collectively,
they win $1 million.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
So like 50,000 each.
Okay. Wow.
Not terrible.
I mean, okay, how long do they have to be on this thing?
They have 10 tries, basically 10 times that they're all meeting together to see if they, like, all the lights flash up.
Okay.
They win. Oh, spoiler alert, they win. And it's,
okay.
It's, but the whole thing is, it's fucking ridiculous. They have to do all these different, like, things with, like, They have
these are like are these influencers? When you say influencers, are these like famous people or no,
they're like someone who has probably followers on Instagram or something.
Okay.
There's like a few models.
But they're not like people who make good money. They're
I don't fucking know.
Because 50,000 for this kind of hassle and this kind of time. I mean, they would
one couple got married. They got fucking married. I mean, I don't know if it's a good
thing. Oh, yeah. And that means that.
It means everything.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's scientific.
Cool.
Science.
Oh, my God.
It was fucking terrible. I give it.
What channel was this on before you rated?
I don't know. Netflix?
Wow. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Oh, it's like the trashiest of the trash. It's amazing. Everyone go watch it because it's so fucking horrible. And it's the logic that comes out of these people's mouths of like how people should be together. And you can see some people actually being strategic because they're like, I want my fucking money. I don't give a shit about love. Like, just give me my fucking money. At the same time, there's people like, I love them. I met them 2 seconds. I love that. And everyone's drunk, very drunk.
Yeah.
So like they're
going to regret nothing after this. I mean, only good memories. Why would people want to do this in front of a camera? Why?
Fame.
Can you explain this to me? This is not good. Like,
you're gonna find true love. You're not gonna go for that. I mean,
no
it's really
I'm not
bad. Really bad. I enjoyed every moment of it. It's really the worst of our society. If this is
and let's let them breed.
Yeah.
Excellent. We need more.
Maybe that's
we need
what
to match
use
them.
Their money on.
Yeah.
You know, snip.
Oh,
it's
brutal.
It was fun to watch, and everyone was a fucking idiot.
How many episodes did they make of this thing?
I think it was, I don't know, like 9 episodes? Because they do make it. They win.
Of course they do.
And then there's always like in all these reality shows, there's always the one episode after of like what happened when we all got back together.
What's stopping them from like lying about like, oh yeah, we're a match. Yeah, we found our match. Like,
no, there were people that are like, we're matching, but I don't give a shit about you. Like, I'm with that person.
So how do they win?
Because they, as long as they like stick together with the match, when the matching happens, like they.
What would stop them from doing that? So they their only job is to figure out.
Yeah, they just have to figure out who the matches are. It doesn't mean you have to be with that person.
And I'm still a little confused.
It's science. So, because science
has
found how to make a perfect match between people.
How do they know for sure?
For sure what?
That the person that they picked is the one that the show picked for them as a match.
Well, again, either it's the truth booth or they try it out at the ceremony that they have there.
I understand none
of this. It's stupid. The whole time. So the biggest thing that I had with the show is like, I really was waiting to hear, why are you matching? Who is matching you? What kind of algorithm? What test are you doing? Is this an assessment? Is it a personality thing? Like, what are you talking about?
Are you looking
at
hobbies, chemistry? What?
Like life goals, what are you looking at? And I was like, how many years of testing?
Science!
I mean, like, why don't they, and can you use this on the general population? Is it only for influencers that are that stupid? And like, I don't, so many questions. I was just blown away, like, fuck. And obviously a lot of people are like, not a good match. You're like, oh fuck, who says they're perfect? I mean.
Wow. There was, have you ever seen, I just remembered this. I watched it during the pandemic and I completely forgot it existed, but I don't know if it was a good show. It was an interesting show. It had good things about it. A show called The One.
Oh,
you heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it had a really interesting premise that kind of.
Which one is that one?
So, it was a show where it was like a woman who opens this startup where they through like DNA matching they basically go like, oh, we managed to turn this into a science and be able to tell you based on your DNA, like they take a strand of your hair. Based on that, we can tell you who is going to be anywhere in the world that is connected to our database, who's going to be your perfect match. Meaning the minute you meet them, it's just going to like click, you're going to fall in love.
I saw that shit. That was fucking amazing.
So they had some interesting ideas in there.
That was really
like,
good.
It's fine, like the science
did
is
we
all
talk
like,
about this one?
No, yet? We did not.
Dude, that was one of the best shows. Like,
that is that, right? Yeah. Like it had all I remember
stuff, like, fuck
yeah, that. Like the premise, like I I don't think it's that simple, but I, as a premise, I think it's really interesting to explore. And I think they did a good job doing that.
They did, like, a really good job. There was obviously, like, all her shit, like the one who founded it, but yeah, there were all the side stories that were really interesting. Like the girl who was like, she did it for her husband, but then, like, she started
she was so broken.
What a fucking crazy bitch.
I know. Like, she was horrible.
Crazy bitch. You're
he was so nice.
You know it's gonna happen.
Yeah, yeah. It's the whole idea of, like, oh, even if you're in a relationship, like, the complaint about the startup is that it's been breaking so many marriages and relationships because people are just curious. Wait, but there is the one for me out there.
Yeah,
so
what about the one?
Yeah, and it's like a biological one. Like, it's inevitable. You're going to meet them and it's going to be instant. Woo!
Right? Yeah, like the police officer and that chick from Spain.
Yeah.
And she's, like, married and her family doesn't even fucking know that she's gay or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So they do a lot of very interesting situations on how this affects people's mentality, like what they do once they know the option is out there, whether they choose to engage with it, what happens when they choose to secretly engage with it and just go just out of curiosity, what, like, it's a lot.
It's no, it's fucking, I thought it was
done. Maybe they used the technology from the one.
1,000% they did.
that's why it worked.
Oh, wow. It was.
That's how you got the $1 million.
It was the worst science I've ever seen in my life. It was really impressive.
Wow.
Everyone was horrible.
Yeah.
It was great.
Well, I wonder, like, you're in the right, good TV. Writer's room. You probably look at all the people and you're like, well,
no, they were
doing, oh, they knew what they were doing.
Shit. It was, yeah, like, you guys are gonna click, you're in no way a match. Like, wow. On purpose. They did some, like, shady shit.
They wanted shit to get explosive.
But it was so cute because it was like they have to lock in. They have to put their palm on a thing and it goes locked. And then they sit together because they're, like, locked as a match for that week or something.
Oh, my God.
It's the best.
Wait, they're locked, like, for a whole week?
No, I mean, I don't know if it's a week, but for that ceremony, that's who they were matched with to see if that was, like, the perfect match.
Of course. Wow.
It reminded me of Maury, which, Maury? You know, the it was like primetime fucking TV.
Oh.
The people would go on and be like, I don't think I'm the father because that bitch is a hoe. And she'd be like, he's the father. He's the one. Pay me. And then he'd, like, do the genetic test and be like, the results are in. Oh, the results are in. He is. Not the father.
Oh, great. And then, meanwhile, the kid sits and goes, oh.
The kid's usually like 3.
Yeah, but it's forever on TV.
Well, yeah.
You get to live with, like, oh, great.
I was a Maury kid. I found out excellent. He was not my father.
Yeah.
Shit. 1,000%. Some of those, like, I've seen a bunch of those, and I think some of them are, like, faulty.
What do you mean faulty?
Like, you can tell when there's, like, one or two times that I've seen where a lot of times there's really guilty face. They're like, yeah, he's not the father. But most, like, there's been once or twice, she's like, he's the fucking father. Like, no, this is not, like, this
oh, really?
Is cool. And because most 99% of them are like, okay, I'm going to hide.
She's like,
I
still have the sperm in me.
Yeah.
I have, like, not showered since.
Yes.
It's exactly. Still that's here. How it works. That's yeah, it. That's how it works. Yeah. I made sure. Never again. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can test me now.
Yeah, I was a virgin before. I was a virgin.
Exactly.
After.
Yeah. Yeah. I re-virginized.
Exactly.
Yes.
No.
Wow.
I think some of it was faulty, but that's what makes it just
beautiful TV.
Yeah.
Why would you subject yourself to that? I keep asking this question, expecting a reasonable answer, but no.
You just need stupidity sometimes. You need to shut your brain off and find out what kind of science you're using, you know?
Mm.
Anyway.
Speaking of shutting your brain off.
What'd you see?
You know what? Okay, here's a bummer. So with both, there were two shows that I wanted to like. One I really wanted to like, and both of them were a disappointment. One was worse than the other. So Shadow and Bone, I really wanted to like it because it's beautiful. But now whenever I talk to someone, they're like, yeah, but it's so good looking. I'm like, dude.
That's not what a show
that is. Not, yeah.
That's like watching The Lion King on Broadway.
I'm like, I get it. You like banging the cheerleader, but being in a relationship with her is different because you're stupid. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It's not all. Oh, not all cheerleaders. Just most of you. Anyway, oh my God, I'm making
Why'd
so many
apologize?
Enemies. I don't know.
Why'd you apologize in the first place? Who cares?
Okay, no what I think
to the show. It's just us and Eric.
Eric, thank you for not
Eric
judging.
Thank you for accepting us as
yeah,
we are.
Yeah I'm a terrible human being, it's fine. So the other show was The Nevers. Thank you for grounding me like
You're
that
welcome.
That was well done.
Yeah, fuck
yeah, excellent. The Nevers was the other show. Have you seen that?
I haven't even heard of it.
Okay. So it's So the Nevers is a Joss Whedon show, which now is really interesting because it's a Joss Whedon show. He directed so many of the episodes and then all the shit with him came out. And HBO went like, oof, this is going to be a bit of a touchy one. So in all the, you know how they have the making of the episode in the end? They interview everyone. Like you could do a cutaway to a PA going, why am I here? And then a cutaway from there, but you won't show Joss Whedon. Ooh. They interview the costume people, every actor, like everybody, the effects people, the creator and director, never.
What did he do? I don't even know.
It's just like cultivated. No, he did. No, I'm like, not that I know of. That's the thing. I leave the door open. I'm like, maybe. I don't know.
He can do whatever he wants.
Apparently, like the topics that he really likes to throw around,
blah blah blah,
allegedly, on his shows, what did he do? Very very different from his real life. A lot of poisonous work environments. Like he mistreated actors. Like
Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly. Very boilerplate Hollywood asshole. Oh, okay. Just like he's treating people like shit. He's treating his wife like shit. Cheated on her. Like it's a whole bunch of like, yeah, whatever.
This cancel culture.
I'm like, oh no, a Hollywood big shot being a butthole. What a shock. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying, wow. What a shock.
I mean, I guess then it's nice that they behind the scenes.
Yeah, it is. Although, it's
you
not
could be
like...
You could be the most horrible person and still make beautiful. I mean...
That is true. Separate artists from the art. Yeah, yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, yeah. Okay, but anyway...
There's good people that make art that you can actually watch.
Most people that have done really good stuff.
Yeah, let's do a filter before you give them all this money.
Yes, because Walt Disney was such a great human being.
Exactly. He wasn't a vegetarian. That's Hitler.
Oh, no, he wasn't a vegetarian. That was Hitler, because that was Hitler's worst sin. Right? I mean, being a vegetarian. That's the only thing he did.
It's a sin. I said it's nice. It's
like that's a nice carbon thing. He liked dogs. Left a lot of carbon footprint.
I mean, but not from eating meat. Just saying, there's many layers to people. All right.
Anyway, enough of this. So Joss Whedon got canceled. So he's not mentioned very often, but he's the creator of the show.
What is the show about?
It's about Joss Whedon. No.
It's not about him.
It's definitely not about Joss Whedon. Forget that he was involved with it. So once again, fucking steampunk. Now that is the new big thing. A few years ago, by the way, nobody wanted to, like, you use that word with a TV executive and they would shit their pants. You'd be like, oh no, I don't know. It's the whole thing.
Why is it back?
I don't know. Because one creator did it and then everybody's doing it and everybody's like,
that's my least favorite of all the, like,
whatever. I'm, it's fine.
It has cool stuff. I like the goggles, but other than that,
it's fine. It's a setting and it's a style, and in the end it doesn't matter. It's whether the concept is good.
It's not my favorite. It's fine.
It's just a setting to tell a story, right? Yeah.
So steampunk numbers.
So it's a steampunk. It's very like Edwardian, and it's kind of like a weird Edwardian X-Men thingy. So they have this world where you're in England, you're in London, and I guess like at some point. Not Russia, which is less interesting. See, like the Shadow and Bone setting was so much better. And they had like this mix of like races. There was a lot of stuff that should have worked. Anyway, but they don't have that. So they have this, what looks like an alien spaceship or a device, lands one day in the middle of London. Everybody sees it.
Steampunk London.
Yes, steampunk London. And then everybody forgets about it in a second. No, intentionally. Like it kind of wipes their memory with a few exceptions of this event. Of course. And what it does is, and again, like the finale hasn't come out, so they haven't explained everything yet, but end result is a whole bunch of people, primarily women, but not only, got a bunch of weird powers. Okay? Weird powers. That's just
I have a feeling something sexist is coming up. Why only women?
It's not only women. It's mostly women.
But why?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
Uh-oh.
I don't know yet.
Uh-oh.
No. But they try to do a thing about like, oh, and then how society treats women and how they treat women when they're specifically, they call them the touched, meaning they have this like, I know, every single time. I'm a fucking 6-year-old. So every time, like, what about the touched? Yeah, tell me more about the touched. Because the touched by, whatever. So they all have these like weird quirks and superpowers. Some of them make sense. Some of them are just like, what the fuck is this thing? So they all have these weird powers. Everybody's aware of them. People consider them sometimes a threat. People, it creates all these situations.
Okay.
And you have like the main character who's kind of the Professor Xavier of the
he's collecting all these women.
She's collecting all of these women and yeah, trying to protect them. But yeah, like we need all the touched in one place.
We do need
all the touched in one place. Yeah, so that's a setting.
It sounds like it's going to be Shadow and Boner, but with also like Handmaid's Tale. This is what it sounds like.
Ooh.
But wow. Like a bad version of that.
Yeah, yeah. So the Nevers, how would you name it as a porn? The Never Say Nevers.
Never Been Touched.
They've Never Been Touched. Yeah. So that's kind of the setup. And then you have the villain is this lady who basically got thrown into an asylum because she's a woman and she's hysterical. I mean, and you gotta do what you gotta do.
Oh, hysterical.
You're right.
How dare you.
Yeah. So, you know.
I told you there would be something like misogynistic.
No, but they make a point out of that being a not okay thing. Like, it's that's the problem. Again, Joss Whedon, like, he's trying to do all of these feminist things, and then his behavior in real life is like, oh.
That's what I'm saying. When you do over the top, it means you are.
And okay, so
it's like when white people are like, "Oh, I have so many black friends." Like, oh, yeah. I'm so feminist.
I work so hard in feminizing. So I feminize like the best of them. So here's the deal. The problem with that show, it has a few like really beautiful production values, and they do a lot of fun. Like, I enjoyed it more than Shadow and Bone. I think overall it's more enjoyable, like, but it's just kind of mediocre. It always stays at a certain level of meh because all the characters there are just one note. They all have the thing that it feels a little outdated, like, oh, I'm the quirky inventor. So all I do is kind of be the quirky inventor. And that's just the characters don't have depth to their personality. They're all these weird archetypes that is, they have their superpowers. Then they throw one additional detail to kind of tell you like, there's depth. And you're like, is there?
Here's some depth.
Yeah. So the main character is very like, she is really, let's say, I can't say she's inspired because I don't know if that was the one-to-one, but she reminds me of a far less effective version of Kristen Ritter's Jessica Jones, which was fucking awesome.
That was one of the best.
Right? She was such a good character.
She was the best and she did it so well. And right? She's gorgeous and I love her.
And they brought an actress. The actors are good, right? They're fine. They're trying their best. But the actress is supposed to be that kind of character, but without the charm, without the things about her that really make her sympathetic. It's so, everything reads kind of very one note and reads very like, not Joss Whedon at his best, but Joss Whedon at his like laziest. Yeah, so you have like a lot of very pretty shit, kind of a cool setup, kind of fun enough premise, characters bring in their whole and everybody put so much effort in it, like it never got, like kind of just like, always like a little mediocre. Yeah, so I'm a little bummed by that. It's like, I want to like this show.
So what are you going to rate it?
I'm going to say three rape allegations against Joss Whedon and one hashtag of release the Whedon cut. I don't know.
Okay,
that, you know what, that came out pretty good.
Yeah, sounds good.
There you go.
So don't watch it.
I mean, watch it, don't expect too much. It doesn't get that good.
And definitely don't watch the behind the scenes because a lot of it is edited out.
Oh, I bet they interviewed him and then they were like, oh,
maybe no. He said some shit there too and he was like, I'm such a feminist, so it's okay that I did this.
The editor is just sitting there going like, well,
how do we
just cut it all out? Can I cut it all out?
Cut everything with him.
Thank you.
It'll just make it easier.
Yeah, there you go. So that's the numbers for you.
Do we have time for one more?
If it's a short one, it's
I have a really short one.
Bring it.
I know that we all like to get to this place where
oh my.
I'm gonna talk about this.
She just crossed her legs. This shit is getting real.
Maybe it's not that short, but anyway, there's this I started watching it, this show called Shrill.
Oh.
So it's the chick from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, yeah.
It's supposed to be super funny and whatever, and
okay.
There's this, I know there's this fad of like any woman who's like, let's say plus size model bigger,
mm-hmm.
they're very brave and beautiful and like they actually are, that's not fat at all. But there's anything larger than that is super brave and like, obviously they have to either be funny or whatever to justify being on TV. But in this case, it was just so fucking sad.
Oh no.
I didn't even
intentionally watch. Or unintentionally.
It wasn't intentional. Like I think it was part of the buildup of like, this is the saddest person with no self-esteem. And then like something changes their life, I guess.
Okay.
But I didn't get to that part because it was so depressing. I
really?
Was like, all you're doing is like showing the worst of the worst of how actually like fat people, someone who's really, really big with no self-esteem is dealing through life. Like,
was that the point though? Like, were they trying to make it
sad? Yeah, it's supposed okay. to be, but okay. it was just so depressing that I was like, there is no reason for me to watch this. Mm. Like, this is, that's just fucking terrible. So like, there's this part where this very like, you know, like fitness bitch comes up to her and she's like, oh, you can, you know, like it's her class and they have the little tags where you can take the number.
No.
So basically she's like, you should take a number. You can do better. Like, don't worry, you won't always be like this, just come to my class. And she's just very nice about it. She's like, okay, thank, okay, bye, like, thanks. Someone else hears that and they're like, that was fucking terrible. You're great how you are, you're really funny. And then it goes into that trope of like,
oh no,
funny.
Okay.
And she's like, and like just everything about the interactions, they're just fucking sad. And I'm like, why am I watching this? I don't even like Shameless. Like, why is everything like that? Why is everything just depressing? So I stopped watching.
I guess the idea is probably coming from like, hey, let's make people aware of this so that.
I guess, but yeah. Like, there's, I don't know.
I get what you mean because I feel like
it was so fucking depressing.
I mean, like, I'm a little conflicted because part of me goes like, oh, I get the idea of like, let's show this to people because then they'll go, oh, maybe I shouldn't be like
maybe
this.
Stop doing that.
But I also feel like the target audience are people who already agree with
yeah,
this.
No one's.
So how effective is it really?
I don't know what they're trying to get to. I read later that like, I guess she gets pregnant or something. So I'm like, so she has no self-esteem and she's stupid. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Wow.
You're supposed to like make us look good, you know?
Oh my God.
I don't know. Jeez. It's very weird. I think it really just bought into this whole idea of like, oh, now we're going to see how I don't even, again, I don't know where they're going because I didn't watch it. Yeah. But it just very much seemed like buying into that whole, well, if you're fat, you're brave and you deserve to be on TV, even though I know we've been.
It's weird. Like instead of I don't get this need to overcompensate. You're just like, how can we just settle
it's
on?
Race.
It's not a. Yeah,
it's not a religion. Like,
yeah.
Like,
don't make it a bad thing. You don't have to make
it
a superpower. Exactly.
Don't make
it. It's not a superpower and not a bad. Just.
It
yeah.
just is. Some
don't
of us
stick
eat our
your
feelings.
Nose in it.
Some don't.
Yeah.
Like, fuck up. Stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's it. That's I had such an issue. Like, you finally have a fat woman who's like a lead whatever, and
yeah.
it's all about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And even, so like, what was the movie? I've never watched it, but I saw the trailer. I'm like, is this one big, is this a fat
really,
joke? Like, there
it
was,
might be.
Not that one. Like, no. The superhero show on Netflix with Melissa McCarthy and Octavia...
Oh, I don't know.
Last name. They did. They yeah, released this thing. I haven't watched it, but from the trailer, I'm like, this feels like a fat joke.
Do you see how much? So Melissa McCarthy, she like lost a bunch of weight, and now people are like online saying like you look bad, basically.
Oh no! What the fuck?
I don't know. People are fucking ridiculous.
What the fuck?
Can you stop talking about weight forever? Like, stop it. Stop.
I wonder how often they like. I don't notice a lot of people. Talk about this when a male actor.
I mean, obviously
like,
it's women.
Yeah, it's a woman.
But thing. I just, I don't know. I miss the days where you can make fun of skinny people, make fun of fat people equally, and just like, just move the fuck on. Just move on. Enough of this. We don't have to make a whole TV show about being fat. Enough.
Yeah, because you know what? Who cares what we think?
Exactly.
This is a safe space, people.
Yeah.
It's safe for no one. honestly. It's not safe for anyone.
It's funny because I'm sure we talked about this completely the other way at some point. Of like the whole like fat theme in TV and shows and stuff like that. I'm sure we did it somewhere.
I don't know. We don't remember. We don't chronicle or catalog anything that we do.
No, I don't.
Just talk shit.
I know. I'm sure we repeat ourselves constantly.
Probably. And only Eric goes like, oh, this shit again.
This again. Like, yeah. Fast forward. That's why you have that button. 10 seconds.
I have a button?
No, but when you listen to podcasts, there's a button that you can
Oh, so they can skip this. Everybody skips this one.
Yeah.
Hey, skip it now. Skip it now. I'm not going to tell you all the good stuff that's going to happen 1 minute from now, but you're going to miss it. Are you still here? There's no good stuff. You fell into my trap.
Wow.
You trap. Anyway, so.
Oh, I should have talked about a good show, but whatever. Next time.
You know what? Yeah, exactly. Do it next time. Let's save some good stuff. I also had some good stuff on my list that I did not address because Shadow and Bone pissed me the fuck off.
I'm not going to watch it.
Because I don't watch it. Don't watch it. Don't give Netflix the benefit of like making their money back.
No, give me Make more reality statement. TV.
Yeah, let's
Let's shit like that and more reality
TV. Let's Shadow and Boner and more, what the name of that show? What
was it? Never Been Touched.
Never Been Touched. Sure, Never Been Touched. That reality show.
Yeah. Oh, Are You the One?
Are You the One? Are You the Touched?
Are you the Touched?
Are You the Touched? Yes. Yes, I am. I am touching myself right now. Anyway, this is Stool.
This is Crunch.
And we will see you
next time.